Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to The Drive. Hope everything is going well. I am driving to work. It is 7:43 in the morning, and we've been talking about the book that I just got released called Why God, Understanding Storms in the Life of the Believer. And we're looking at it, obviously, scripturally. And so far, we've seen the calm, the wind, the rain, the darkness, and the storm. Lastly, I want to talk about the clouds. What's up with the clouds? Well, it's like this. When our first daughter was born, Hannah, she's 6 years old now, about to turn seven. But when she was first born, it was like a picture-perfect birth. It was like they told me to cut the umbilical cord. They held Hannah up between my wife and I, and we just looked at each other and cried at this beautiful little creation. And it was just basically like a scene out of the movies. It was like, wow, this is amazing, right? Everything was just perfect in our eyes, in our minds, you know? And then, you know, 17 months later, Lily was born. Our second daughter was born. And I was expecting the same thing. Well, that's what happened the first time. This is what's happening again. It's going to be fine. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be this beautiful moment. But Lily was born in silence. And I was immediately worried because it was different than our first child. And what they did was they took Lily across the room to a table and they were working on her. I don't know what they were doing. I was just trying to calm my wife. It's going to be okay. And I didn't know if it was going to be okay or not. I was freaking out in my mind. I was just trying to be strong for Brianne, for my wife. And so she was quiet for probably a couple of minutes, longest minutes of my life. And then I heard a little cry, a little squeal, and then a continual cry. And then my heart was at peace instantly. I was like, yes, she's breathing. She's alive. It's all good. Later we found out she swallowed some meconium. It had to be suctioned out. It was a normal thing. It was okay. But she started to cry, and then we were like, oh, we held her as a beautiful, beautiful thing. But I was worried. I thought I was expecting this huge storm, this huge trial about to happen. I didn't know it was going to happen. I was uncertain. My heart was unsettled. And then the cry came. And everything was fine in an instant. And when we talk about the clouds, basically, it looks like it may rain. It looks like this is a potential problem. You ever have an event where the clouds came and it was outside, everything was set up, you know, you spent a lot of time and effort and even money into setting this whole thing up outside, and then the clouds come and you're like, oh great, it looks like it's gonna rain. And we've been planning this for months. We spent all of our time and resources on this thing that's going to happen outside, and now here comes the rain. We start to worry, we start to freak out, even though it hasn't rained yet. And the clouds hang over above where you set up. And then all of a sudden, they start to drift over, away, and all is well. When we talk about the clouds, talk about something that looks like a potential disaster, a potential storm, a potential trial. But it never comes. It never actually happens. And this is the thing. When we're in seasons like this, when we experience things like it looks like there's a storm coming, it looks like there's rain coming, it looks like I'm about to be engulfed in the darkness of this major tempest. Don't worry. Like in those uncertain times, don't worry. We do not live off of the what ifs. Well, this looks bad. Like, what if this happens? Well, what if that happens? Well, what? We're not to live in timidity. It clearly says that, and Paul writes to Timothy. Power, love, and sound mind. We're not to live in fear. We're not to live letting uncertainty get the best of us, right? And that's the clouds. It looks like there could be a storm coming, but we don't know for sure. So we're just going to trust God in it. We're just going to keep walking forward. We're going to rest upon what we do know, which is the truth from God's word. We're going to continue to communicate with our Creator through prayer. We're going to continue to fellowship and stay plugged in to the body of believers, because there's a cloud overhead, sure, But I don't know if the rain's going to come down or not. So either way, I'm going to praise the Lord. Kind of like the word says, you know, God gives and he takes away. Right? Job. God gives and he takes away. Either way, we can praise the Lord. You know. And so don't live off of what ifs. Don't let uncertainty cause your heart to be unsettled. Especially when it looks like there may be a storm ahead. See, we could be focused so much about what may happen in the future that right now we're just going to be a wreck. May it not be so. We're not called to live like that. We're not called to live in fear and let anxiety engulf us. Right? We are called to live and walk by faith. Which means no matter what the terrain, no matter what the weather patterns, we're going to keep forging ahead in the faith. We're going to continue to run our race, even if it looks like it may get rained out. We're going to keep running. We're going to persevere. Sometimes there are those moments when it seems like, man, trials are going to come and worry just starts to creep in. Those are the moments, you guys, that you say, Lord, take this worry away. Wash this worry away. Help me to walk by faith. Activate my faith in such a way that I fear not at all. So many times believers are crippled by a yet to happen situation. And that yet-to-happen situation does not happen. And they realize, I worried that whole time, this whole, like, space of worry happened, and what I was worrying about never actually took place. And that's the thing. We can waste our time worrying about potential disasters that may lie ahead. But that's not what we're called to do. That is not how we are called to live, you see. We're called to live in godly confidence, trusting the Lord through and through. No matter what you're facing, even if it's a potential of a storm starting later in the future, so what? God's got your heart. God has you. The Holy Spirit's leading you. Lean upon Him. Know that He's your protector. Whether that storm cloud, whether that cloud bursts with rain, or whether that cloud is blown away by the wind. Like, just trust God. You know, God doesn't say, you know what, live in a state of uncertainty. Live in a state of anxiety. Live in a state of fear your whole life. Be paranoid about what might happen. Doesn't sound scriptural, right? Because it's not. God doesn't call us to live that way. He calls us to live boldly and courageously for Him, no matter what the weather is like. And I love that. Think about the life of Jesus. He was bold, wasn't he? He was bold. He rebuked the religious leaders. He stirred up the crowd. He taught truth, and people disagreed with him and came against him and sought after him to take him out, you know, towards the end of his ministry. He was bold. He didn't say, oh, they might get offended, so I'm going to just not tell them anything, right? He was bold. He was courageous because he was letting his Father lead him and strengthen him and empower him. And we are to do the same thing. So no matter what the external circumstances look like, it may look difficult. It may look like there's trouble ahead. But God has you through it. He's with you through it. He is in the midst of the storm with you. He is in the fiery furnace with you. He is in the affliction with you. And so, no matter what, it's like this. It's like if you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, like David talks about in Psalm 23. You don't have to worry. Why? Because his rod and his staff are with you. Rod and his staff were used to protect the sheep. You see, even in the dark valley, you're protected. Because the light is not outside of you. The light is within you. Jesus is within you. And so that you could shine his light from within to out. Like, so it will lead your path. Psalm 119:105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path, right? He illuminates the path that we're on. So even if we can't see anything else except for what's in front of us, that's okay. You can trust God. He knows. He knows. So don't live off of what ifs. Don't worry about a yet to happen situation. 90% of the things that we worry about don't actually happen anyway. Trust God through it all. No matter what your external circumstances are, know God is within you and he's working from the inside out. So for that, we can praise him. He's got you. Well, God bless you guys. I hope this encouraged someone, and I'll talk to you next time.